This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, my friend. This is going to be a fun conversation.
Yes. This is one of my favorite products, toys, interactive games, you know, talk about creativity.
How has it been? This organization that we're talking to has had their fifth anniversary this year. How have we not had them on the show before?
I'm not sure. I'm sure it's my fault.
I'm sure it is. We're going to go with that. We're joined this morning by Whitney Kemmerich. She's a marketing manager with Legoland Discovery Center Atlanta. Whitney, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, the pleasure is ours. Thanks for carving out some time to join us. No, you guys are very, very busy. Before we get into our fun conversation about everything going on with Legoland, take a few quick seconds, tell us a bit about you and your background, and then do give us a quick overview of Legoland and what it's all about.
Well, I have been with Legoland Discovery Center Atlanta since we opened, which was March 2012. So I've been there since the beginning. I'm actually an Atlanta native.
Which is
increasingly rare. So I have been around, you know, my entire life. I went to the University of Georgia. Go Dogs.
Woof.
Woof.
I love it when you bark.
And Legoland Discovery Center Atlanta, we are a 35,000 square foot attraction located on the third floor, Phipps Plaza in Buckhead. So just a few short minutes north of downtown Atlanta. And again, we've been open for 5 years.
Congratulations on that.
Yes.
Very exciting.
Thank you. Going strong.
5 years. We're about the same age as the radio show. Yeah. We'll be five in October. So, yeah. So talking about Legoland, what are some of the most popular things to do there?
Some of the classic favorites. We have a 4D movie theater. So where you will go in, you will see a 3D movie. However, it has effects, wind, snow, rain, lighting effects. We have five different 4D movies that you can watch back to back. All of that is included in your admission. We also have Miniland, which is the Atlanta skyline made out of Lego bricks.
Oh, cool. It's
absolutely amazing. You will see other attraction friends in there, like the Georgia Aquarium, Fox Theater. We have the King and Queen Tower, which is located around here. So that's lots of fun. And we have two Lego-themed rides, Kingdom Quest and Merlin's Apprentice, which I call Spin Class for the adults. It's a bicycle pedal ride where the faster you pedal, the higher up in the air you go. And it spins you around in a circle. It's fantastic.
Oh, that's
that
neat.
That would be pretty exciting.
Wow.
You know, here, let me ask you this question. Maybe I'm misreading this. You mentioned 35,000 square feet of space, and you called it an attraction.
Yes.
I worry that there's still a lot of people in this community that think it's this, a store where you can go buy Legos.
Right.
It's really an attraction. I mean, we haven't gotten to all the cool new things that are coming that we're going to talk about. I mean, it really is a destination.
Absolutely. And we do have a Lego store attached.
Of course.
So without admission, you can go shopping. We are the only Lego store inside the perimeter, so you don't have to go all the way north outside the perimeter to get your Lego sets. But that said, we do have the attraction. We take up half of the third floor of Phipps Plaza. So
wow.
It's very, very large. We have that 4D cinema I was talking about. It seats 100.
Wow.
So it is quite large, quite large.
So if you watch all the movies back to back, how long are you sitting there?
About an hour and a half.
Okay. I wondered. I'm like, yeah. Four movies back to back. How long are they?
Yeah. So they're about 12, 15 minutes. We have a little bit of buffer time to reset the cinema. But yeah, about an hour and a half to watch them all. And you can if you want to.
Boy, if you have to reset the cinema, that tells you how cool this is, that experience is going to be.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what are the stories in the movies?
So we have, again, we have five right now. A lot of them will vary across the product ranges. So we have a Racers movie, which is geared towards race cars. We have The Legends of Chima, which is about animal tribes and The Legends of Chima. It's one of my personal favorites. Very cute. We have a new movie that we've recently debuted called The Lego Movie 4D, A New Adventure. Mm. And that is exactly what it sounds like. It is a short version of the long favorite, The Lego Movie. All of the characters are back, Emmett, Wildstyle, Metalbeard, and they are on a new adventure. Yes. Which is exciting.
That's very cool. Now, you were talking pre-show about a pirate adventure island.
Yes, hoy mateys. We have recently just launched Pirate Adventure Island. It is fantastic. It took over what used to be our soft play, our Lego City Zone, and it has several different components, including a climbing area. It's 3 stories tall, so the kids can go in there, they can run around, they can walk the plank, all that fun stuff. You can put them in little kid jail. We actually have a cave with a kid jail and some treasure to be found. It has a water table where you can build a Lego pirate ship and race it down the water table. And then we have an actual pirate ship that you can go inside. You can spin the pirate reel, raise the pirate flag, and all kinds of fun other elements and activities.
What's the appropriate age range for children at this?
So we target 3 to 10 years old. That said, if you're a Lego lover, you will love it all.
That's the wrong answer. It's 3 to 47, right?
3 to 47. Yeah. And up. We do adult night events on the third Thursday of every single month. So we invite our adult friends to come out, and typically we do special activities for them. We always have exclusive giveaways. You can usually walk away winning something. Our master model builder is already there, and he does building competitions, and he has prizes for you.
Okay, we might have to get more into adult night when we come out of the break. So Whitney Kemmerich will return after the short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes 3 main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Whitney Kemmerich, Marketing Manager with Legoland Discovery Center Atlanta. All right, so I have to know a little bit more about this adult night, third Thursday of every month. What are some of the activities that children like me can participate in?
Absolutely. So on our adult nights, you are going to get to experience every element that the center has to offer. So we do allow you to ride our rides as often as you like. Yes. So you can come check out Kingdom Quest and Merlin's Apprentice. Our movies are available so you can see what that rain and snow is all about. And you can be a pirate if you like in our Pirate Adventure Island. But we try to kind of add an adult twist to everything. So there, if you're on Kingdom Quest, the game, it's actually a game where it will score you. So if you get the highest points, for example, we'll give you some tickets to come back to the next one. Occasionally, we have snacks and treats for you. Sometimes we have special guests that will come out that will teach you different building tips and tricks. And again, you almost always walk away with a prize. We have lots of giveaways on adult night.
So I understand you have a Lego factory tour. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So our Lego factory tour is really, really cool. It's very interactive. It basically has different exhibits that you can interact with that teach the different stages and steps in the process to making Lego brick. And then at the end of the factory tour, you actually get to walk away with a collectible Lego brick. And we do switch them up every few months. So if you say you went in January, the brick that you're going to get now is completely different. If you come during the holidays, you get a holiday-themed brick. So we definitely want you to come and collect those bricks. They change very often, and every year they're different.
Oh, very, very cool. Now, another thing that's new, it's coming soon, is Nexo Nights. So what is that all about?
Yes, Lego Nexo Nights, the Book of Creativity, is the full name. It's coming this June, and it is another one of those really awesome 4D movies that we keep talking about. The Lego Nexo Nights are basically teaming up to defeat some evil characters like the Book of Monsters and the Lava Monsters. And it also has an interactive element where you can go on your Android or Apple phone, download a free-to-play app, and there's going to be a scavenger hunt type activity in the center. So after you watch the movie, you can continue your activity outside of the movie theater and find the treasure.
How neat is that? That's fun. What about earthquake tours? You mentioned those on the break. What are those?
Yeah, so that is actually one of my personal favorite elements. It is an interactive table where you build a tower and then you can activate the table. It will shake as violently as you want. the objective there to be, see how tall of a tower you can make to withstand how strong of an earthquake you would like.
That is very cool.
It's very, very cool. Personally, I like to build an incredibly tall tower, you know, crank it all the way up and watch it fall to the floor, which way everyone claps. Yes.
Fun.
Lots of
fun. So you're obviously a kid too. So there's obviously some cool summer opportunities as well. I mean, there's an event, in fact, in just a couple of days, the Brick Bash. Tell us about some of these, as well as summer camps too, right?
Yeah. So the Brick Bash is with our friends, the Atlanta Braves. We participate every year. So you'll go to the website, buy the ticket. We'll be out there with other Lego fans. We're bringing Emmett from the Lego movie. So you'll have a meet and greet opportunity there. I will also be giving away some coupons. We'll have build activities. Our master model builder is going to be there. So if you want to learn some tips and tricks, you can come learn from him. And that is it, June 26th. So a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
And then summer camps. Yes. Yeah, so if you have a group of 10 or more, you can give us a call and book your group. And we have Lego education workshops that you can take. These are very, very much geared towards different educational programs, light physics, you know, language arts, things of that nature. They're about 30 minutes each and very educational. We have all of that information on our website, as well as pre and post visit worksheets and activities you can do with your kids. So you can keep the learning, the fun learning going throughout the summer.
So what about shopping?
Yes, we cannot end this conversation without talking about shopping. So yes, again, we have a Lego store attached to the attraction. Uh-huh. No admission required. Just come to Phipps Plaza up to the third floor. You can go inside. And we have over 900 products, the latest and greatest Lego sets that you can purchase. There are also two really cool elements to our shop that you won't get in your big box stores. And that is our Pick a Brick Wall, where you can literally buy individual Lego bricks. And you pay by weight. So that is fantastic. If you're missing a wheel or you just need a bunch of red brick for some reason, you can come out and buy all of that individually.
Where was that in the late 70s?
I know.
Good Lord, did I need that?
It's fantastic. It really is. And we also have what's called Build a Mini, where you can build your own custom minifigure, which is very, very, very cool. So you get to pick your hair, your accessories, your outfit, very unique to Lego stores.
Oh, I love Legos. I tell you what, there are so many Legos in my house and we've spent so much time, you know, down at Disney, at the Lego store there and buying the individual bricks and, you know, bits and pieces of Star Wars are all over my house.
So. Very popular.
Well, you know, let me ask you this question, Whitney. I mean, we talked earlier that this is the fifth anniversary of this location and you've been there from day one. There's a reason for that, right? I mean, there's a different kind of culture at Lego that just kind of, well, it feeds the child in all of us. I mean, talk about what it's like to work there and why it's something that you've been there that long.
It is so much fun. You know, I grew up a Lego fan. I grew up building with Lego. I don't think I ever quit building with Lego. I think my husband would cry with how much Lego brick that is in my house. So it's fun. You know, every day is different. We have always new things coming to the center. And yeah, my desk is full of Lego brick and minifigures. There's not a week that goes by that I don't build something. So.
That is so cool.
It is cool.
Talk about being creative and, you know, loving your job and getting to interact.
You have to love what you do.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Whitney, this is very exciting. Thank you for making time to join us today. Before we let you go, number of things. Walk us through, if someone has any questions, how can they contact you to learn more? Where can they get general information on the Legoland Discovery Center of Atlanta? And including in that annual pass information, where they can get information on these events, these camps, all of the stuff that's going on.
Absolutely. So the number one best place to find all things Legoland Discovery Center is at our website, which is www.legolanddiscoverycenter.com/Atlanta. Our tickets, general admission, start at $12.50, 7 days a week. So very, very affordable. You can also purchase your annual passes online at an 18% discount. They're $40, pays for itself in 2 visits. So highly recommended if you're looking for a year of fun. No reservation required for those annual passes. And you get discounts in our shop, on our birthday parties, in our cafe, and around the attraction. Loads of fun.
All right. I'm sold. And just a quick reminder, you do not need to buy a ticket to go shopping in the store.
Absolutely. Come shop anytime. Our shop is actually open later than the attraction itself. Closes at 9 p.m. on Monday through Saturday. So yeah, come check it out.
And did I hear correctly that you do get discounts if you buy tickets at the store?
Yes. If you buy tickets at the store, you can get various discounts. If you buy your ticket, you can upgrade your ticket to an annual pass. We have all different prices. best way is online at the website. You will always save and you'll get all the new latest and greatest information. You can also check out our Facebook page, which has lots of fun content and all the latest and greatest news as well.
All right. Whitney Kemmerich, Marketing Manager with Legoland Discovery Center Atlanta. Whitney, it was great fun to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure was ours. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate that rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Whitney Kemmerich, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.